While Amy and Alex work on their final submissions for the competition, Gidget, Brad, and I decide to have a little fun and revisit Worst Bedtime Stories, their entry for Movie Week. This one's just for fun and not part of the actual competition. Enjoy!
Hey, it's the fun team.
Damn right. We got nothing to lose.
I got no real advice for you. Just go out there and have fun, kids. Everybody wins a trophy.
Yeah.
Woo. No.
Get our participation trophy.
That's right. We'll put on our participants.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How's this going to work?
Who else is on the team?
Well, it's me and Brad and Gidget. Oh, and Brandon, who got the invite, but I don't know if he's going to be here. And I think hey, Siri, what time is it in Australia?
Alexa, what time is it in Australia?
That's better.
Is it faster? There are 5 time zones in Australia. There's 5 times.
6:41 a.m.
Wait, now that's what time it is here in the Eastern.
Oh, 9:41 right now. 9:41 in the Canberra. So,
okay, and PM, okay. Right? 9:41 p.m.
AM.
Oh no, AM. That's right.
That's tomorrow.
It'd be her morning. Yes.
Oh, I know, she's not awake yet.
No, exactly. I guess you already started recording, right, Hammond?
Yes, I've been recording for the last 42 minutes and 45 seconds.
But let me rephrase that. Our time has already started, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm just going to jump right into it and say, here's what we're doing. We are going to try and redeem this team from the movie podcast challenge, which was their fairy tale reading of Fargo. Which was not looked upon fondly by the judges.
The kid changes a movie into a fairy tale. Yeah.
Correct. Yep, exactly. Yeah. And we're going to do another movie. We're going to do Psycho. But my twist on it and the way I think that we make it work using the judges' feedback is to have the story be told to the children replacing all the bad stuff with not scary stuff. And then you've got the punchline at the end of the kids, kids saying something along the lines of, wow, this hotel seems a lot nicer than the Overlook Hotel where Jack Nicholson killed all those people. Listen to that. Listen to that uproarious laughter from Tom.
Here's the thing, like, it has to be more fairy tale. That was my big problem with the last one. And I see where you're going, which is ending on the joke of we've made it so fairy tale that it's now unrecognizable.
Sort of, because we're doing Psycho and the kids are comparing this hotel to the Shining Hotel. Like,
so. I
think the joke is that we're going to be so safe and then the kids are going to have like, oh, this is nothing compared, they already have been watching the violence.
I think the funnier joke would be, this is nothing compared to that movie Psycho I saw.
Oh, well, we could do that. Yeah.
And they're of course talking about the Guy Ritchie one.
that was not Guy Ritchie. That was,
oh, wait, it wasn't Guy Ritchie. Who was it? Damn it.
It was. Yeah. Shot for shot remake. Gus Van Sant.
Is that right? Okay.
I think that's right.
That's the one they're going to watch.
okay, that's not a bad idea. And then the kids could say something like, let's see.
When
you said it was the Bates Motel, I thought you were going to tell us about how Norman and his mom killed all those people.
That's right. Because you need it to... You need it to work as a fairy tale. I almost want to recommend making it a surprise what you're talking about. In other words, don't start off with, I'm going to tell you the story of Psycho. Say, hey, kids, it's time for another fairy tale. And make it a game for the listener to try to guess which one that you're talking about.
And I'd also thought of the idea of maybe mashing a few movies together where maybe you pull in a character from a different movie and then put them in the Psycho kind of thing where you kind of just, and maybe that's kind of the fun as the listener of like, where did you get that piece from? Or, like, don't know if that adds too much layers.
I think it adds too, for me, it adds too many layers.
Yeah, I think it distracts. Yeah. It distracts. And the biggest problem I had with bedtime stories before was that it was Fargo was a name salad. And it was pulling me out of it. And, yeah. and you want to, and you. Thankfully with Psycho, you don't have as much of a problem with that, but and that's that maybe what led me to say, like, maybe make it a guessing game is like, don't bother introducing people by name. If you call Norman, that's fine. That's a nice little clue.
We could make him an elf named Normie that runs a mushroom patch with his mother. And,
I think this is good now. Yeah.
This is good now. Okay. Good. Normie the elf mushroom patch.
Oh, okay. So just take it out of, like, just put it completely fairy tale. Like, just go
Hollywood bedtime stories. You know, and you throw something in the name of the podcast that tips off that these are about movies, but otherwise it's you're playing an analog. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the kids at the end, then they, after the whole thing is like, so is the mushroom patch kind of like that the Bates Motel in Psycho?
Yeah. Have the kids talk to each other that, like, man, that mushroom patch seems a lot like the Bates Motel. Like, yeah, right, but it wasn't. So,
yeah, babysitter leaves the room. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. We're on to something
else. I love it. Okay. Very cool.
Yes. Yeah, right. You're gonna win.
See, this is why TomTom's so good. Tom, you got great ideas.
You do. You totally have good ideas. Yeah,
I just screwed up Amy and Alex, I'm sure, by so much less pressure to come up with good ideas here.
Well, apparently I screwed up Alex because he didn't understand the challenge. So,
I didn't either. No. In his defense.
Yes, that's funny. Well, cool.
Good. Yeah, I think this is a good idea. Then, we got a script, so we'll just rewrite that and have it be just a lot more fairy-tailed. And I do like that, keeping that pun with the kids, kind of having expected or already experienced something more than that, you know?
Right, exactly. So, and Normie was, right. And Normie's was actually both his mother, or the elf, and the elf's mother.
Normie liked to cosplay.
Normie liked to dress up, right?
He liked to play dress up.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Yeah, I'm loving this. And then we use Gidget as the voice of Normie's mother.
Yes. And the lady.
Well, Normie's mother doesn't say a whole lot.
Well, that's true, but we gotta use Gidget somehow.
I was like, should she be what's her face? The woman.
Oh, right. Mary.
Yeah, she'll be the... Yeah, she can do all the women characters, whatever you write it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Do them all. Yep. Do all the characters. Yep. I've been wanting to get her grandma accent out of her on the show. I don't know, right?
And Brad, we know you can't do an Australian accent, but are there... I know. Could you?
Well, I had actually thought about this. Like, should a random Australian man show up? And then
that would be amazing. I don't know if it fits at all, but amazing bit would be you doing an Australian accent and her and Gidget playing a woman who just can't understand what you're saying because of your accent.
Oh, that would be really... Okay, I'm writing that down. I think it's perfect. Okay.
It may or may not fit. I don't know.
Well, I think in this, we got a template that we can kind of mold and make some things fit if we want to. So,
yeah,
for sure.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Cool.
Man, that only took like, I don't know, 5 minutes right there. Boom.
Yeah. Brilliance comes easy.
Brilliance comes easy. Yeah. Right to it.
Very good. Any other questions or advice?
I mean, I don't know. If you were really going to have a chance to win, I'd be pushing you. Like, how do you stand out? How do you beat Amy and Alex? What's your biggest obstacle? Right. But I feel like this is just more fun to be like, okay, let's come up with some more fairy tale bits. Like,
it's more fun. And I don't, this is just my opinion of it. I don't want to win or have it be the best of the shows. Like, I want that to be held for whoever the finalist is. You know what I'm saying? So I want this just to be a fun thing that we did, but nothing that's like, you know, they come through with the real gold, you know.
Yeah, and
I don't know. I would love the redemption though of the the fractured fairy tale movie idea being a really good one, and it just needed a little bit further work on
this. I think you can do that. I think you can, and I don't want to be too spoilery, but this direction you're going in is different than the other two. Yes. Enough that, you know, I think you can clearly be like, oh, have the judges say, look, you absolutely redeemed it. And not feel like you stole thunder from anybody.
Yes, good. Oh, yeah, that'd be exactly what we're growing for. Good.
Totally redeemed yourself. Awesome.
Awesome. Well, we don't need whatever extra time we have. We've got this.
I was going to say, Ibit, I feel like in future seasons, you know, if you want to steal that American Idol playbook, you should make professional podcasters write the podcast for the finalists, and then they have to execute it. Because I was trying to think about that. It's like, what does American Idol do in their finale? They're like, oh, right, they make them sing someone else's song.
That's
like,
right.
Right, yeah.
Right. Do Mark Maron's show.
Yeah.
Right.
Mark Maron has written you an episode. Execute. Go.
Right.
Execute. Oh yeah,
That would be really, really funny.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm so glad that you could watch the kids tonight.
No problem. You know I love getting to see the kids and telling them movie stories.
Yeah, they would not stop talking about that last bedtime story you told them. But how about no woodchippers tonight?
Total mistake. Won't happen again. Okay, kids, it's time for bed.
Tell us a story! Tell us a story!
Okay, I'll take a stab at it, but it's not going to be like the last one. Now, let me think. Once upon a time, there was a gnome princess named Mary. Mary worked for a company that made tree houses for other gnomes. One day, after selling a tree house, her boss asked her to take a big bag of gold to the bank.
Do the voices.
Okay, all right, I'll try. Take this gold to the bank, and whatever you do, don't go through the haunted forest.
Okay, boss, whatever you say.
Yeah, so once Mary sees the big bag of gold, she decides she's going to take the gold to the store and buy a new hat for herself.
She's going to take the gold?
Is there going to be dragons? Is there going to be dragons or dasher dragons?
Yes, sure. So to get to the hat store, she has to go through the haunted forest. And as she starts walking through the forest, it starts raining really, really hard.
Oh, this rain is so terrible. I'm going to have to get somewhere dry.
But just up ahead, she sees a mushroom patch.
There's a mushroom patch in the haunted forest?
Yep, and the mushrooms are so big that you can get inside one and stay dry.
Oh, I get it. It's a mushroom. It's a mushroom!
Right. So Mary goes to the big tree stump in front of the patch, and she sees an elf standing in front of it. She goes up to the elf to see if she can stay in one of the mushrooms.
Hi, my name is Mary. Can I come into one of your mushrooms?
Hi, Mary. Welcome to my mushroom patch. My name is Normie. You're in luck. We have 12 mushrooms and 12 vacancies. You can take mushroom one, but it's going to cost you one piece of gold.
Mary reaches into her bag and she pulls out one piece of gold and gives it to Normie. Normie gives her a key, and Mary goes into the first mushroom. But as she's getting dry, she hears Normie inside the big tree stump arguing with his mother.
Normie, I don't like you letting dirty gnomes into our mushroom garden.
It's fine, Mother. It's storming out, and she just needs a place to get out of the rain.
I don't trust gnomes, Normie. Now you go get her out of that mushroom, or I will.
No, Mother. Not until the rain stops.
You do a good old elfy voice.
Oh, thanks. I practice a lot.
You practice a mean old elf lady voice a lot?
You know, that's not important. Let me get back to the story. So Mary, who's really tired, decides that she's going to take a shower and then go to bed.
There's a shower in the mushroom? There's been the mushroom also?
Yeah, it's a really nice mushroom. Not a luxury mushroom with a balcony and a pool view, but it's a nice mushroom, and it's got a good price. So Mary gets in the shower, and it's a nice, wonderful hot shower with rainbow water. Then, all of a sudden, the door opens, and it's Mother Elf standing right outside the shower. Mary sees her and screams. Mother Elf panics and drops a bar of Irish Spring soap on Mary's head, knocking her out cold. Mother Elf runs away. Mary wakes back up and stumbles out of the room. She's still a little dazed, and she drops her purse. Then she stumbles into the haunted forest, where a big dinosaur dragon, walking by, accidentally steps on her. Now, Mary's sister Lily knew that Mary liked to go hat shopping, and she knew that the only way that Mary could get to the hat store was to go through the haunted forest. and Lily was getting worried that she hadn't heard from Mary, so she decided she's going to go looking for her. But she isn't going to go to the haunted forest alone, and so Lily brought along Bruce, a kangaroo constable from Australia.
Good day, mate.
Will you help me go looking for my sister? She went to that haunted forest all by herself, and I'm worried that something happened to her.
Fair digging. Might be some strife that silly of yours. Hope she's no acrobata or might be a cactus. If it is, set keen as a mustard and already checked fancy. Let's go find that Sheila.
I can't understand a word you're saying, but let's go.
So, Lily and the kangaroo constable go looking through the haunted forest for Mary, and they come to the same mushroom patch. And in front of the mushroom patch is Normie. So Lily and the constable decide to ask Normie if they've seen Mary.
No, I haven't seen anyone. It's really been quiet here.
Are you sure? This is the way Mary would have come, and I think that's her purse on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Come to think of it, I saw the princess yesterday. I only talked to her for a minute, but my mother told me that she asked her to leave because it wasn't safe for a young princess like her to be traveling through the haunted forest alone.
Well, this sounded a little suspicious to the constable, so he decided to ask Normie if he could talk to his mother about Mary.
Strith, I'm stiff. Got a coolie?
Can you understand what he's saying? I don't understand him. Is that supposed to be Australian?
Well, my mother is sleeping now, but you can come back another time and talk to her if you like.
This made Lily and the constable even more suspicious, so the constable asked Normie if they could look around a little bit.
Sure, but I don't know why you'd want to stay here in the mushroom patch when it's starting to get dark outside. Are you sure you wouldn't feel safer getting out of the haunted forest tonight and coming back tomorrow?
Fair crack the whip, you glah.
Seriously, am I the only one that's having a hard time understanding him?
He sounds funny saying a cotton kangaroo.
Yeah, let's go with that. Anyway, Lily and the constable start looking around the mushroom patch while Normie goes back to the big tree stump to talk to his mother. And while Lily and the constable are looking at the mushroom that Mary was in, they hear Normie and his mother arguing all the way from the tree stump.
You tell those people to leave, Normie. I don't want them here.
I tried, Mother, but they wouldn't leave. They're looking for the princess, and I told them that you asked her to leave yesterday, but they don't believe me.
Well, you need to go back down there and make them leave. This is our mushroom patch, Normie, and I don't want these strangers poking around where they don't belong.
Okay, Mother.
Now, Lily and the constable heard all that, and they think there's something really weird going on. So they decide that the constable is going to keep Normie talking so that Lily can sneak into the big tree stump and see what's going on in there with Normie's mother.
Well, I'm going to need to the server to grab some grugs and ciggies.
Yes, well, we do get dinosaur dragons here in the forest from time to time. Why do you ask?
Meanwhile, Lily is inside the big tree stump looking around, but she can't find Normie's mother at all. She sees what looks like his mother's room and his mother's bed, but no sign of Normie's mother. So she goes to the very last place you should go to look for her. The basement.
The basement!
The basement!
She creeps down the stairs, around the corner, past the furnace, and sees a rocking chair facing away from her in the corner of the basement. And at the top of the rocking chair, she can see the top of Normie's mother's head, all covered with curly gray hair. So she slowly walks up to the chair, turns it around, and sees that it's just a wig. There's just a curly gray-haired wig and a bunch of women's clothes all piled up on the chair. And at that moment, Lily figures it all out.
That Normie liked to play dress-up and was pretending to be his mother the whole time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was pretending to be his mother. Yeah, okay, good. All right, you know what? Now it's time for you guys to go to bed. Let's get you tucked in and make sure your nightlight is on. Okay. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That was just like the movie Psycho.
Psycho!
He must not think we've ever seen the movie.
Oh, we drew a dinosaur dragon.
You like anything with a dinosaur dragon.
Team Brian, on the other hand, is going to have the most fun podcast. They can't win. They shouldn't win. But maybe they'll win your hearts because they are going to take one of my favorite concepts of this entire season, the bedtime stories, and try to nail it. And our conversations were so fun because I didn't have to coach them to win. I could just throw ideas out, and they had great ideas. And I think they've come up with a way to resuscitate the Hollywood bedtime stories concept. And I'm so excited to see how it comes off.